Thank you very much. The title of the talk is Heavy Traffic with Repeated Wheeling Induced Deep Soil Compaction and Impeded Root Growth. First of all, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Per Schöning and Ellen Wahlström. We are all from Aarhus University in Denmark. A little bit about the background for this study. Subsoil compaction is considered a major threat to soil quality. That's the case in general, but especially that's the case in Denmark. And the reason for that is that we use increasingly heavier machinery, and we use this machinery in wet conditions. That's very typical, either in the spring, for instance, in relation to application of slurry, and also in the autumn in relation to harvest of different crops. And lastly, our soils are prone to compaction, so that's the reasons for the emphasis on subsoil compaction in Denmark. The objectives of our study was to evaluate the effect of contemporary heavy traffic, meaning traffic with machines with 6 to 12 tons of wheel load, and we evaluate that on subsoil structure and also root growth. And we hypothesized that we would increased wheel load would result in increased subsoil compaction. I'm going to show you results from a compaction trial that was started in 2010. It's on a sandy loam, and it's a humid temperate climate. And we did the compaction treatments 4 years in a row, 2010, 11, and 12, and 13, at around field capacity early spring. The field was mobile plowed every year to about 20 centimeters of depth. We had 4 replicates per treatment, and every year spring barley was grown as the main crop. The treatments that I will show results from today is a reference treatment, a 3 tons wheel load with 3 bars of inflation pressure and 5 passes. About this 5 passes, I'll come back to that later on. And then we had an 8 tons wheel load treatment, 3 bar inflation pressure and 4 passes, and lastly a 12 megagram or 12 ton wheel load with moderate inflation pressure but a single pass treatment. For the 3 and 8 ton wheel load treatment, we used the tractor here together with this Samson slurry tanker, and the passes is passes by. In this case, we had. Is it possible to show? Yeah, I see 1 wheel, 2 wheel, 3 wheels, and 4 wheels passing. In this case, and we can also lower this wheel, and then we have 5 passes. The 12 megagram treatment was using a self-propelled slurry tanker. Like this, it's a three-wheeled slurry tanker. When we did this compaction treatment, we compacted the entire area, so we drove wheel by wheel. A bit about our measurements. We carried out the measurements in spring. I took the sample in spring 2015, and that's 2 years after finishing the compaction treatments. So we did visual soil evaluation using what we call the sub-vest method, and then we took some samples at 30, 50, 70, and 90 centimeters depth and measured air permeability and measured penetration resistance down to 90 centimeter. And then we also took some cores in June and measured root density, but only in the reference and the 3 and 8 tons treatments. A little bit about this visual evaluation of the subsoil. We used the sub-best method, and this is the flow chart we use when evaluating the structure. and we evaluate modeling, strength, porosity, roots, and aggregates, and give an aggregated score from 1 to 5, where 1 is the best and 5 is the worst, and that's for a very compacted soil. And this is for friable loose soil. In this case, this is shows 3 different profiles from the reference, the 8 tons and the 12 tons treatments. In all cases, in the subsoil, we had a compacted layer between about 25 and 50 centimeter, and the score of 3 for the reference and for the 12 megagram treatment, and then a poor score of a number 4 for the 8 megagram treatment. Below, we had less dense soil and gave a score from 2 to 3 for the reference and for the 12 megagram, and 3 to 4 for the 8 megagram 4 passes. So that was the visual evaluation, and these markers after the when using a knife indicate that the soil is compact. The penetration resistance data more or less confirmed our visual evaluation. We also found here a compacted layer in the between about 25 and 40 centimeters of depth in the plow pan region, and but we had significantly higher resistance in the 8 microgram 4-pass treatment. We also had significantly higher resistance for the 8 microgram treatment at about 50 to 45 to about less than 60 centimeter. So yeah, it more or less confirmed the result from the visual evaluation. Measuring the air permeability, and air permeability is also very much related to the hydraulic conductivity, the saturated hydraulic conductivity. And in this case, we found at 30 centimeters depth, significantly lowest air permeability for the 8 microgram treatment, followed by the 3 microgram and then the 12 and the reference highest. Also at 50 centimeters of depth, lowest air permeability was found for the 8 microgram. And we are at a very low level here at 30 centimeters of depth. 1 micro square meter can be considered as a critical low limit of air permeability. It has to be noted that at 90 centimeter, actually the reference had the lowest air permeability, and we ascribe that to spatial variation. We couldn't really relate it to the treatment. The roots. Again, we at 30 centimeters, this is down to 100 centimeter. At 30 centimeter, fewest roots, there was very few roots in the 8 microgram compared to the 3 and reference treatment. And there was also significantly fewer roots at the 8 microgram at 50 centimeter. At 70 and 90, there was no very few roots and no difference between the treatments. So again, this confirmed that we have got a compacted soil, especially in the 8 microgram 4-pass treatment. The yields, I haven't done statistical analysis on that, but aggregated yield, or the average yield from 2014 to 16, meaning the years after ending the compaction treatments, we had about 6.9 microgram per hectare per year in the reference, and then we had a yield loss of about 7% in this 8 microgram 4-pass treatment, whereas we had no yield loss in the 3 and 12 microgram treatments. So, to conclude, we conclude that this high wheel load combined with repeated wheeling decreased the subsoil structural quality and also reduced root growth at 25 to 60 centimeters of depth, and also reduced crop yield. But surprisingly, we found that there was no significant effect of the single pass high wheel load treatment on subsoil structural quality. So, this really highlights that repeated wheeling appears to be something that matters. And why do we see this effect of repeated wheeling? Well, we have thought about it, of course, and one reason could be that shear failure is more dominant when we have repeated wheeling for this 8 microgram versus the 12 microgram. It could also be caused by a kind of weakening of the structure when you have one wheel passing after the other, then it gets more susceptible to compaction when you pass one wheel after the other. This is something that we are going to look into in the future, because if you model what's going on, then the model would indicate that the 12 microgram would be give more subsoil compaction than the 8 microgram treatment. Lastly, I would like to acknowledge technical support and also funding from these persons and sources. Thank you.
We have time for a question or two from Lars. Yes, sir.
What was the organic matter content?
It's about 2%. I can't remember the exact in the topsoil.
2%?
It's more than that. 2.5 to 3, I think it's. But I can't remember the exact. It was not very low. It was at a normal level for Danish sandy loam salts. More questions?
Perhaps I missed it, but is there a difference in tire pressures?
Yeah, there was this 8-ton wheel load. We had a tire pressure of around 3 bar, whereas we had 1.7 to 2.5 for the 12 microgram. And of course, that can also explain something. But it's when you go, if you model it and then you predict the stresses, then when you go to below 40 centimeters or so, it's mainly the wheel load that determines the stress. So it's the difference in tire inflation pressure can explain a bit, but it shouldn't really explain what we see here. The plow pan, it's plowed, the soil is plowed to 22 centimeters, so it's plowed to this depth here. And this is the plow pan. So you are saying why is that wide? Why it's deeper than, Well, I don't really know. Maybe it's been plowed deeper in general. The reason for having this very significant hard pan layer is that the soil was actually subsoil cultivated 5 years before we started the treatment, so it was susceptible to compaction. So that's probably the reason why we see this. We have very high penetration resistance in all the treatments. So, yeah, we didn't actually know that before we started the treatment, before we started the experiment, but yeah.
Good work here.